following the laws of Nesias Kapayim in chapter Kuf Chav Ches 128. We're doing about when the, and this we're doing subsection 24. And here we are saying that once the shliach tzibur, the hakohanim oinim achar hamakre al kol milo milo, the kohanim, they respond after the one who leads, who reads for every word and word. They say yivarech echa. They say yivarech echa Hashem. They say Hashem until they follow the word achi yisaymu pasuk rishon, until they finish the first verse, and then. After the first verse, then the community says amen. The Birchat Kohanim is made up of three verses. So after the first verse, they say amen. Same thing after the second verse. Also of the third verse. So you say word for word, and then you say amen at the end of the verse. And then the Shliach Tzibur begins Sim Shalom. That's the last bracha of the Amida. Then the Kohanim turn their faces back to the Aron Kodesh, to the Heichal. They say, Master of the Universe, we have done this which you have decreed upon us. You do what you had promised. Look down from your dwelling, your holy dwelling place from the heavens, and bless your people, Israel.
I was paying attention today when we came to that part, and it said, Chazan will now say, Yibur Bechacha. The Chazan says that part, it says in the paragraph. You know,
when, on the repetition, probably, I'm saying, yeah. I'm not sure. So probably the repetition over there.
Right, so for the Rosh Chodesh, like we had today,
right?
We don't call the Kohen up because there aren't any Kohens, or...
No, we don't, because here we don't, we'll learn later on. In here we only do Brichat Kohanim on the holidays by Musaf. We don't do it in the other prayers. And the reason we'll learn later on. So that's why we never call Kohanim up. So what it's done is whenever, as we did learn earlier, whenever there's no Kohanim, then the Shliach Tzibur just says that piece, which is like you quoting that, the Kohanim say Yivarech Hashem Vishmerecha, that's what you do. And we do that both in Shachas and in Musaf.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing
me. Okay. So V'noigim L'adik B'tfilah Zu, and the custom is that they prolong in this prayer, the Kohanim, Ad Sheyisayim HaShliach Tzibur B'chas Sim Shalom, until the Shliach Tzibur finishes the blessing of Sim Shalom. So when the community answers the bracha amen after the chazan, will be on both, will also be on what the kohanim are saying. The kohanim are not saying it out loud, but when they say their bracha, so they should end at the same time with the chazan for his bracha, so that when you say amen, you're saying both on the bracha of the kohanim and the sim shalom of the shliach tzibur. If they cannot make such a long, so long, say the prayer adir b'morim chulu. And then they should have intent to finish that with the Shliach Tzibur, which is also to be amen for the Shliach Tzibur. But on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they prolong with the songs. They say Yom Tam Tzeinu, they open up the ark. And Yesh Mishayimer, Shalai Yischil Ribbein Ha'ilam Ribbein Adlib Sev Shikmur Ha'ilam. So there's one that says they shouldn't start this prayer of Ribbain, which they say until the end when the, so that they can complete the Shliach Tzibur. They can't say such a long bracha. So they should wait. There's somebody that says that opinion, but that's not in Magen Avraham brought down. But that's not, I don't think that's not the way it's done. Okay. Sifchof Hey, subsection 25. The Kohanim are not permitted to turn back to the Aron Kodesh. They were facing the community. They can't turn back until the Shliach Tzibur starts the Sim Shalom. They have to wait for him to start. And they cannot fold back their fingers from, you know, they were benching. Mipshitosim, from the being stretched out, liyis kshab neodim, to be like all other people. They can't do that. Achi yachzu paneim in atzibur. Till they turn away from the tzibur. While they're facing the tzibur, they must stay like this. They can only put their hands down once, the fingers down, once they turn away from the community. And they're not allowed to go away from the platform where they're benching and leave until the shliach tzibah ends the bracha of Siv Shalom. Can't leave right away. They stand there sort of subdued, bent in front of the before the Aron Kodesh. They stand there. They should not speak until they descend from the platform. Yeshmi Shaimer Shetzrichim Lahamtin related that they have to wait, not go down. Until Amen will be ended from the majority of the community. Achar Bichasim Shalom, after the Bichasim Shalom. Shekol Shalekon So Anis Amen Pirei Ve'enim. For as long as most of the community has not responded with Amen after the Bichasim Shalom, Adayin Lenispadayim HaBracha, the Bracha has not been concluded. Meshekol Shalekon Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, as said in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Zayin. And
so during Sim Shalom, they can turn back towards the
Aron? They can turn back, but they can't leave their place. Yeah. They turn back. No, as soon as they finish, they turn back. But they can't go down until they go to out. Right? So is the custom. So they basically have to wait till we finish Amen from the Sim Shalom. That's the way they're done. I mean, the Kohanim are trained well. I mean, it's a lot of these laws are for the Kohanim. They do it. Siv Chavav 26. Kshemachzirim paneihem, when they turn their faces, bein b'tchila, whether in the beginning kshemachzirim paneihem and aich klapeom, in the beginning when they turn towards the people, bein b'soif, and also same thing at the end, kshemachzirim paneihem and atzibul aichol, when they face backwards, they come back and they're facing back the Aron Kodesh. Leyachzur al derechimin, they should go only through the right. So you're going to go counterclockwise. Right? Clockwise.
If you go to the right, that's counterclockwise.
The clock goes to the left. It circles. Yeah. If you put it on the flat surface, it will be going from right to left.
Yeah.
Right? You put it on a flat surface, you're going from right to left. So he says in both ways they turn to the right. So when they turn to the, they turn, it's in Chabad by when we do Bo'i Chala, the back and Kabbalah Shabbat, when you turn backwards, you go counterclockwise.
Yeah, right.
You go counterclockwise. A lot of people don't know, but people do it. But in Chabad, we go counterclockwise, like they used to go up on the temple when they do the service. So they used to turn toward the right, but the circle then turns out goes counterclockwise. The circle they're making is as well, because they go to the right. The first time they return, they move to the right. So then they go on the base, on the mizbech. They come if they circle it around, so they circle the other way. But anyways, over here we say they do toward the right. So he's going to give you exactly. So when they're standing in the beginning of Fenem Mizrach, they're facing the east, they turn towards south. Yifnu Mizrach v'achach l'mayrev, then neged atzibur. Then they're facing the community in the opposite side. U'b'charoz v'asum l'mizrach, and when they go back to the east, yifnu l'tzatzof, and then they go towards the north. Shu yimina, which is their right hand, k'shepneim klap atzibur. And then they go l'mayrev to the place of the tzibur, that's their right. When they're facing the tzibur, their right hand is north, so they go this way. So they make a full circle. Lemayru. Subsection Chavzayin, Shiyendim Duchen, when they go down from the platform. By the way, today we mostly don't stand on a platform. We don't have platforms. But the Rebbe used to pray on a platform when it used to come the high holidays. For many, many years, the Rebbe didn't want to stand on a platform to daven. But it became like so dangerous that the Rebbe agreed, because there was so much pushing in being the Rebbe on a platform, people wanting to see, but during the Rebbe, during the davening. So the Rebbe agreed to be on the platform. But for the Birchat Kohanim, the Rebbe would go down and the Kohanim would go up onto the platform and the Rebbe would go down to the platform and stand in the front.
Was he a lady or an Israelite?
It was an Israelite. So now, it says, so when they go down from the Doichen, lo yachzeru achareim lehechom. I mean, that's also always the respectful way, not only here, but we'll see that they shouldn't use their back to the Aron Kodesh. So you don't go with your back to Aron Kodesh. El yitzadidu, they should, when they go back, you're facing the Eichel, you should sort of back up and sideways. Yachzur p'neim k'tzas le'eichel. And you turn a little bit, when you're saying goodbye to your teacher, k'davon lif to merabe, it's like a student leaving his teacher. You don't turn your back to your teacher, you sort of back out, you know, sideways. Shemachzuponove lo b'tzeisim milufonov, so that you turn your face to him, when you're leaving him, you're not turning your back to your teacher, you're sort of facing your teacher, and your side is sliding the way on. But generally, that's a respectful way to do when we go for the Ohel and other places. And once they go down from the platform, again, this is all talking about a Doichen platform, they went on a platform. Should be careful not to touch their shoes, which are dirty. I mean, dirty meaning if they has garbage on it and other things, you know, the shoes. If they did touch their shoes, they have to wash their hands before they daven. Because they're going to daven, so they must wash their hands. Even if the shoes are not dirty, you still have to wash your hands. If you touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands. Because of the danger of a bad spirit, as we learned, this is in Magen Avraham, we learned it in subsection in chapter 4, and we learned that earlier in the Madura Kama, it was Sif Yud Ches in subsection 18 over there in chapter 4. Subsection 28. Ein hakoyde kohanim roshoy likris kohanim ad sheyichle mipi roiv hatzibur amen sheinim achar birchas moedim. He says the kohan, the one, the shliach tzibur, the one who is announcing kohanim, is not allowed to announce kohanim until the most of the community. It says roiv hatzibur will answer Amen after the Brach of Moedim. So they said Moedim, Machas Shechinos Letzion, Amen, most of the Amen, then you can say Kohanim. Don't call Kohanim before most of the people said Amen. In those places when you don't say the opening, Elekeinu Velekei Aviseinu Barcheinu Barachem Shalashes, when the Kohanim are Nosim Kapeyem, when the Kohanim is Kohanim. I mean, sometimes in some community, like in our community, anyways, we make a little interruption because we say Elekeinu Velekei Aviseinu. So there is an interruption between the Amen and the Kohanim. So you can't say it so fast anyways. So there'll be a space. But even if you don't say it, we learned earlier, still, yeah, hello. And so they have to, you have to wait for most of the people to say, after Modim say Amen. Because till the people answer Amen, all the people answer Amen, the Kohanim cannot hear very well his announcement, Kohanim. You can't hear two voices at the same time. So while he's davening over there, the Kohanim may not hear them being called Kohanim. You need to call them. The same thing, the Kohanim cannot start their blessing. The one who has sanctified it with the sanctified Aaron, when until the word announcement of Kohanim has been completed from the one who's announcing them. They can't start their bracha while he's still saying Kohanim. They don't start. Wait till he finishes. Once the Kohanim made the bracha, you have sanctified us with the sanctity of Aaron. They cannot start with the actual blessing. Amen. until everybody says Amen. You have to first wait till everybody says Amen. Don't rush it. You can't rush it before. You have to have everyone Amen. The Amen that we say after the bracha, Asher Kedushanu, which the Kohanim make, that you have sanctified with the Kedusha of Aaron. You have to wait for everybody to say Amen. Even if there is in the community such people, some people who are making a mistake, and they're making too long Amen, they say Amen, they stretch it out. It's wrong. But there are some people that do so. And normally, Be'inyan, normally in Sha'ab Shalachash, Tkoso Tezio Recho, Mipi Hamakri, Medinas Eilu, Shekoyim Gam Tezio Recho, Adayin Le Koso Amen Mipiim. It's such a way, they say Amen so long, that even after the word Yivarechecha has been said, Mipi Hamakre, the one who leads, like in our community, that we also read the word Yivarecha, as opposed to we learn in some place they only start with the word Yivarecha Hashem, the second word Hashem, because Yivarecha they don't announce. But this guy is saying such a long Amen that you can say Yivarechecha and Adayin Lekos Amen Mipiim. And they still are saying Amen from before. They're saying Amen, and he's saying Yivarechecha, they're still saying Amen over there. So he says, Tzorich lahamtin aleim. You still have to wait for them. In this case, you got to wait for them. Why? Because there is an obligation of all the people that are here to hear the entire bracha from the Kohanim. As said before, in Sifchov Gimel, that they all have to hear. And so since he's saying Amen, and the guy is saying Yivarechecha, so he's not going to be able to hear. Abla makre tzorich lahat hamtin ela cheyichle Amen. So basically, the Kohanim, they must wait with Yivarechecha until everybody finished their Amen. Even if the guy is saying it for a long time, they have to wait till he finishes. Because everybody has an obligation to hear the from the Kohen. So that's it. What could you do? But the one who's leading the services, the Chazan, Abel HaMakre, Ein Tzorich Lamdin Ela Tzorich Amen Mipirei VaTzibur. He has to only wait till most of the Tzibur finishes. She'ein Chayv Klala LaTzibur L'Shmei HaMakre. The community doesn't have to hear the leader call up the call, say, or say Yivarechecha, you know, he doesn't have to wait. Alala Kohanim, it's only on the Kohanim. So, Mekom HaKohen. But he says, Mekom HaKohen, Kohen Shich Lomim Pirei VaTzibur, Yavshel LeKohen Mishmei HaMakre. Still, he says, doesn't work well. If you're going to start saying Yivarechecha while the people are saying still Amen, so he says the Kohanim can hear well. So basically, so then the Kohanim won't be able to hear you well. So he's not advocating for you to start Yivarechecha. So basically, the Chazan may start, but tell the Chazan also, wait till everybody finishes, even those who are making a mistake and doing a long one. So and then just start being makra at that point. That's what it looks like from this prince. Yesh Mishayimer. There's one that says, "Shagam Hakoyde Kohanim Tzorich Lamdin Ad Sheyichlam Mipikol Hatzibur Amen Shel Birchas Moedim." That also the one who says Kohanim, he has to wait until all the community say Amen of the Birchas Moedim. V'chein Hamakre Tzorich Lamdin Ad Sheyichlam Mipikol Hatzibur. He has to wait till everybody finishes Amen Shel Birchas Asher Kedushanu. Sheim Yikra Kohanim Mimakre Oisam Beitchik Tzas Merichim Amen. For if you are saying Kohanim or you are going to now, what some are still saying Amen. The Kohanim may not hear. It seems like saying almost the same thing as the parenthesis. Or him calling them. The two not listen to. And it's best to worry about their words, take the words to account. So basically, wait this time. Wait for everybody. Don't start. Make the Amen after Modim, then say the Kohanim after every finishes, wait, and then say the Yivarechecha, and then wait and then make sure that everybody's all done.